Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
RTE will come under renewed pressure this week over a gathering which took place earlier this month to mark the retirement of a colleague. Several broadcasters and members of senior management were photographed without masks and not following social distancing. Now, RTE has said it regrets that this occurred, and many of those present have apologised, while Gardaí have confirmed that they're carrying out inquiries into the organising of the gathering. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Niamh Smith, TD and Chair of the Oireachtas Media and Culture Committee. Good morning, Deputy Smith. Thank you for joining us on the programme.
Now, good morning, Claire.
You say you're going to be discussing this at the committee on Wednesday. What do you want to see happen?
Well, I suppose, Claire, if you would allow me just to begin with, it is a very special day here in Cavan this morning with Cavan winning victoriously over Donegal and our Ulster Championships. I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate Mickey Graham, the team and the management, and their performance in terms of their homecoming celebrations last night that were all done socially distanced, and it's very important to recognise that, and the Cavan Board County for organising that. It was done with extreme caution and following all guidelines. But on the question that you ask, which is of course about the issue around RTE's own celebrations and their retirement event that took place there last week, it is of concern. It's of huge concern, and as a committee we have a remit and more importantly a responsibility to seek answers from the management within RTE in relation to how this came about. I don't accept the fact that this was an impromptu event. I think something like that had to be organised, and there had to be, people had to know it was going to happen. They had to know the time it was going to happen. They had to know the event or where the location of this was happening. And obviously from the photographs we can see that, you know, social distancing and guidelines weren't adhered to, albeit for a momentarily lapse of judgment. You know, those guidelines weren't followed, and there is a much higher standard, I suppose, expected from public representatives, politicians, and obviously equally people in the public eye as well.
So who is it that you'll be calling in?
We will be inviting Dee Forbes and management within RTE to come in to the committee to give an explanation as to how this event came about. I do accept the fact that those involved in those photographs, the personalities photographed, have given a full and wholesome apology. However, I think the committee have a duty of responsibility to ask the questions and hear from RTE how the event occurred in the first place. Mm-hmm. There have been almost 3,000 lives lost on this island in north and south in totality, Claire, and I think with that in mind, and we see families devastated throughout this pandemic, and we're constantly, you know, giving the message that we need people to, you know, pull together, social solidarity, togetherness, all of that, and expecting people to miss out on really, really important family and social events, be it funerals, be it weddings, be it retirement, parties and recognition of important events. We saw Arthur Saunders, who was 100 in Mulla last week, and you know, that had to be all organised with social distancing. You know, people are pulling together and making every absolute effort, and this just flies in the face of all of that.
Well, we on this programme asked RTE for more information and detail about the gathering and what took place at it. We submitted a number of questions. They declined to answer those questions, and they also declined to provide a spokesperson for today's programme. If RTE were to answer these questions outside of the committee, would you be satisfied?
No. I think that is part of the problem, that RTE have been very slow and management have been very slow to come forward to give clarity around that. I've listened to your programmes over the weekend and on Morning Ireland this morning. The response seems to be the same, that nobody's willing to come forward and talk to this. We all, as people in the public eye, have to come out, be forthright in not only the apology but the explanation as to how something like this would happen. I think this undermines the collective effort by people being made nationally in terms of what the sacrifices people have had to make, the length and breadth of this country. And I think, you know, it just isn't good enough to say that there isn't a spokesperson available. Clarity needs to be given here, and the committee will certainly, I would imagine. I mean, we will be meeting in private session first, Claire, but I would be extremely surprised if committee members weren't all on the same page on this. We want answers, and we expect a forthright statement from RTE as to how this came about.
So you have said already that you have an issue with the use of the word impromptu to describe the event. What are the other questions that you have?
Well, you know, if it was organised, you know, who organised it, why it was, I mean, we are in level 5 lockdown, which means huge restrictions on everybody's movement, how many, you know, families even meet in family homes. We are being, I listened to your programme earlier on this morning talking about that exact topic of, you know, how people meet socially, and this was obviously a social gathering. It was an indoor social gathering, I'm presuming from the photographs that I saw. So, I mean, you know, obviously RTE, the same as Leinster House, the same as Learn, we have very, very strict guidelines to follow, and we are in the public eye, and there's much higher expectation. Of course, I accept the fact that we are all human. We all have lapses of judgment and that kind of thing. Mm. However, you know, stage photographs, although momentarily, we're all very mindful of the fact that we need to be social distancing, and I know from some of the photographs that the social distancing markings are actually on the floor where the photographs were taken. So, you know, the idea that something like this would be an impromptu event, I do not accept, and I don't accept that the committee would accept that either.
Now, the broadcasters who were photographed, they all apologised, and I think a lot of people would have heard those apologies on various programmes since this news first emerged. Do you plan to invite those broadcasters in, or do your questions lie with management now?
Well, mine do at the moment, Claire. I mean, it will all come down to the committee themselves and our deliberations, and I wouldn't like to preempt those. However, I think, you know, it comes back to the organising of the event, you know, in the first place. I do accept the apologies have been made, and they've been fulsome and, you know, meant with the most of sincerity too. And it's no more than some of my own colleagues in my own walk of life have had to make apologies too, and they've done that very quickly. But it does come back to the same as the events that have happened in the past over the last 9 months. Who organised it? Why was it organised? Considering we are in level 5 lockdown, you know, that means real grave restrictions in terms of people's movement, where they would meet, how they would meet socially, and that should be done to an absolute minimum. And I suppose for the public, this is all about building public confidence.
Okay.
And for people to see something like that happen when they've missed out on family funerals, family weddings, special occasions, I think it is hugely important for public confidence that we have the management from RTE into our committee to explain how this could have happened.
Okay, Niamh Smith, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us on the programme. And as I said, RTE declined to provide a spokesperson for us today on this programme. They told us, as previously confirmed, RTE is reviewing all the circumstances which led to the gathering in question, our public health measures and the communications with our staff to ensure an incident like this does not happen again. This review is being led by the RTE Health and Safety Manager. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.